Welcome in to the Vinyl Community Podcast.
Freestyle.
Freestyle. Freestyle.
Who's ready? Can we say Massey three times, see if he appears?
You're about Massey, to. Massey. If this next topic, you're about to. You're just.
Well, this will be the stress test because I have a feeling. I haven't looked. I think he's over at Tomato Ladies program. But if we're about to summon him, we're about. Somebody get the flute. Somebody get the maca flute because we're about to summon him with a topic that we usually don't cover on the program. Here it comes. Are you ready? Are you ready? The topic du jour. Hang on. I got to change the artwork real quick. Boom, bop, boom, bop. David, I think you'll actually like this one. Beatles. I'm going to talk Beatles for a second.
Boom.
Uh-oh. So Jason had a couple of Beatles ideas, and I put Beatles talk in a question mark. So Jason, lead us off. What is this vital, important Beatles talk you want to lead us through?
They're going to release the Let It Be movie. Like you hadn't had enough, right? You didn't think Peter Jackson got it right, right? You did not think you want to see the original, you know, material, right? You know, let me ask this.
Yes.
So they're going to release the Let It Be movie. How many people on the panel have seen this movie?
Nope.
I have. I've got it on Laserdisc.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, we've lost two panelists. I mean, the Beatles talk is drying us up. This is a Mojave. Jason, we're losing them.
Wow.
I knew it. The one time we talked Beatles, we're losing the dais. Bianco, please save us. You're the Beatles expert here. Like, help us. We're drowning in Beatles.
Hey, you know, it's a topical topic. What can I say? I just said you should have let it be and not done that.
Oh, no. And see, Rojas has left. His internet killed again. Bobby Gass speaking for many when he says garbage. Tom is here. Tyran District. Beatles? ? I'm out. See, this may be.
What happened?
This may be the one that breaks the show. We were doing so well, Jason, and we brought up Beatles talk. We even had William once again insinuating I'm butt kissing Sarah the Tomato, who has never watched one Concert Buddy video, live stream, anything. So, I mean,
she's been sitting up.
No. The next time I butt kiss Sarah the Tomato will be the first time, William. So rest easy there. Trust. Uh-oh, hang on. Elliot Cruz, I'm going to watch a Killing Eve episode and go to sleep. Jason, we're losing them. We're losing them. This was a bad experiment. I think I don't know.
I know this wasn't right. They're not.
It is 10:06 Eastern time. So let's.
Oh my gosh! I mean, we could have talked Imagine Dragons and probably held the collective audience a little bit longer before we brought up Beatles talk. I mean, Arnaldo's eating now. He's just completely checked out of the program. He's snacking. This is just off the rails. This is, you know, David, this would have been the perfect time to bring in that new music I looped in earlier.
I'm actually looking forward to watching it.
Hang on a second, Arnaldo, what was that?
I'm looking forward to seeing Let It Be. I've never seen the movie. It's been like, unless you have some bootleg copy, it's not on YouTube. It's been completely erased from...
Yeah, I have Laserdisc of it.
I'm sure Paul McCartney had a team of people working on trying to regroup
it.
Right, scrub it on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, we're bleeding viewers. We're bleeding dais members. Jose has just left. I think he went to go get dinner at the 7-Eleven now on us. This is not going well. But before we get off of the Beatles topic, two things. Shout out my man, Johnny L. Now he's DJ Johnny L. Johnny L. Literally one of the nicest guys out there. But this is a good one. And I was going to bring this up as part of this Beatles experiment. I got an email from the Beatles store today because I did order something from them once upon a time. And they said magically, hocus pocus, alakazam, they had some of the mini 3-inch record players available. The thing that was one of the hot items for record store day. I didn't convert soon enough because I see they sold out. But, made me wonder, did anybody on the dais get one of the mini Beatles record players? I think I know the answer. Arnaldo.
I already sold it. I showed it in the in the special event stream that we had.
Listen, right, David. Did you? Is that something that appealed to you? I know you're a Beatles guy, right? You like the Beatles.
I am, but that I don't know. That's a bridge too far for me.
Is that too much? Okay. Well,
I don't know.
Now, Caesar raises a good question, and I think this is a question that's on the minds of a lot of people watching right now. Can we talk about Creed instead? Well, Caesar, as Samuel L. Jackson once said, hold on to your butts. We may just cover that. It may be the time to talk Creed, and we need to pump life support.
Are we talking Apollo, or what are we talking about?
What's up, Daddy Bob? Good to see you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so Jason, we diverted the question you asked. I will not be seeing this. I tried watching the Peter Jackson stuff, and I can appreciate what it was, but I think I made it one or two episodes, and I was like, this is just not for me. No offense, people like that stuff. It was just it didn't speak to me, so to speak. So what was the other thing, Jason, you brought up about Paul McCartney? Was he doing like a voodoo ritual, or what was going on?
So back, I think, David Bianco, let me know if I'm wrong, for Wings in 73 or 74, they did like a TV documentary called One Hand Clapping, and they're releasing the music from it, but they are not releasing the film from it. And you can still watch the film on YouTube. So that's what kind of confuses me. Like, why is he trying to, is he cashing in? You know, or he only has rights to the music, but not the film, you know?
Yeah.
Well, before David, you weigh in on that, Mr. Stickermania, who I believe is a big Beatles seller, wants to shout you out, David. He said, David, thanks for supporting the live stream last night, Frank. And again, we're not making fun of the Beatles. I'm saying it's something we don't generally talk about here. So it's bringing people out of the woodwork. We can only assume Norman Maslov is not far behind if
where's Joe Mayo is what I want to know.
I don't think I'm on Joe Mayo's radar, and that's probably for the best. Not my jam.
Joe Mayo looks like a guy that talks about the Beatles to the guys from McDonald's.
It's bad.
I mean, Jose, I can't argue.
he's like ordering like a quarter pounder, and he's like, you know, the Beatles, they split up in the 70s. People think it was in the 60s.
And if I cut like, this quarter pounder into four pieces, one could be Paul.
Yeah, this could be George, and I don't know. Right. People are like, all right.
So I in the Beatles movie, you know, they keep what this guy says. This guy says he wishes that there was like a camera that can fly from the ceiling all the way to Ringo's face while he's playing drums. This guy said it. So I can't wait to see that part.
Are the same footage of the Peter Jackson documentary in Let It Be movie, or are there other shots, other plot?
The Let It Be movie is more about the concert, you know, just the concert, really.
So, right. Jason, you saw this Let It Be, and you did too, David, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there scenes in Let It Be that were not in Get Back?
Yes.
All right. That was my...
Because in the Let It Be movie, what I remember is that like he is showing himself to be more of a pain. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but he is leading this band. They don't want to be in the studio. They don't want to be there. They don't want to do this.
That's what I read, the reason why McCartney did not want that movie circulating it, because it portrayed him as the tyrant, as the, you know, the bad guy.
Sure. Right.
Yes. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, there was a part, you know, they...
Not when you could say the dead guy did it.
Well, I mean, that part where George Harrison is arguing with Paul McCartney, they specifically put noise around it so you didn't have to hear it. But in the Get Back, the Peter Jackson, he really puts it in there. So you could see, like, things are not going well, you know?
Different camera angles is what Frank is weighing in
there's
on.
There's a Peter Sellers cameo, right? And
oh, no.
What? There is?
Hang on. This is a big moment in this program's history. We've got potentially one of the legendary trolls in the vinyl community. Is this really Arnie Zanzibar? Is this the Kiwi?
He's muted.
Is this him?
He's muted.
No, that can't be him. There's no way.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't. You know, that picture I found out through, thanks to William, Pumping Vinyl, the picture of Arnie Zanzibar is Ronnie Bond, the drummer from the Troggs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hang on, that's not really Arnie Zanzibar.
Wild thing.
Yeah,
I got to give props to William for finding that out. It kind of just blew my mind. I thought it was fake. I had to look it up myself, and it's true.
Well, I had a feeling that wasn't him, because usually part of the recipe for trolling is you don't show your real self. And
oh, he's been up on Rachel's before.
Yes. Arnie Zanzibar has been up
with the camera on.
No kidding. Well, I stand corrected. Arnie, I owe you an apology on that one.
Yeah, that was probably him. He probably clicked the wrong link or something.
Well, hang on. Let's see. Do I have any dislikes yet? Because, again, I was performing a social experiment, and it looks like we do have a dislike, guys. I'm sorry. We've got two dislikes. So I want to shout out those venerable people who came in. We've got 33 likes. I want to thank the likes and the dislikes. I want to thank you too, because your opinion matters. Last week we had three. I think it was the three blocked accounts from our friend from Omaha. So I did release the main account, I see, and we only have two dislikes. So maybe those other hidden accounts, Willie Strange Name or some of these other ones. I don't know. They're analytics, folks. They're for everybody. That's what's for breakfast. Oh, hang on a second. BK, Breakfast King of Loyalists. Is this a threat? He says, I want to make it three. Well, hang on a second. I got one thing that's going to make you stop that, BK. You ready for this?
I hate your guts.
You're right, Brandy Savage. I hate your guts, BK, for saying that, you jerk. Oh, Vance, I knew it. See, this is the heel turn we've been waiting for. When Vance goes into the pot and dislikes.
Oh, look, it was Johnny L giving the thumbs down, huh?
Oh, Johnny L. Whoa. Johnny.
You know, Johnny L's photo looked like if you died and then went to, like, you remember that Adam Sandler movie, Pixels?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember it. I didn't watch it because I think I went and put my head in at a toilet for 2 hours after watching it.
Well, if there was a purgatory.
We've got five dislikes now. I think I've angered our friend from Omaha. He is bringing the full force of his dislike armada, and we're getting under attack. Hey, now we've got a surprise, and this is a legitimate surprise. Paul, Cyclopaters. Paul, welcome.
First Hello, time everybody.
How are you, sir? Hey,
Paul. I'm okay, Chance. I'm okay. How's everybody, gang?
Good. Is that a bull shirt?
You're bringing it hard. I like it.
Yes. Yes, it is bull shirt. Thank you. I'm from Chicagoland originally. I remember I was a Bulls fan from about 1974 on. So I remember
you're a Bob Love, Jerry Sloan Bulls fan.
That's right.
Jerry Sloan,
That's right. I met Bob Love many, many moons ago. Hey, look at you at the Alan Parsons. We shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Orion is the song on that album, Jose, that the Bulls, the championship Bulls, used to come out to.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why I didn't pull it out.
Look at this.
That's what he said.
Paul, I got to ask, was it the Beatles talk that summoned you to the dais? Was it the Beatles talk, which we never cover on this program, that you said, you know what, I'm going to join the boys, and I'm going to give you the hot takes when it comes to Beatles talk? What brought you?
Well, guess what? I found out you were on, and I have nice new equipment, so I pop on any damn place I want to now.
Mm. Hey, listen, we'll take it.
Thanks to you guys.
Excellent. Well, Paul, we're glad you're here. We're counting up the dislikes. We're really staggering.
Oh boy! Right off. You know,
I'm going to go and dislike this shit right now.
Yeah, yeah. Listen. We need to set a new benchmark, because the last one, like I said, we had the three. Yes, please. We're gonna set
that ought to catch the algorithm's attention.
I'm gonna shadow ban this account forever.
Man, insane. So, Paul, what's new in your world? What's going on?
Well, yeah. Let's see. We had a nice live stream last night. I just dropped a new episode of Jukebox from Hell just about 2 hours back on the Love and Spoonfuls Revelation Revolution 69. And next week's episode, oh boy, I'm taking another musical grenade for people, whether they like it or not. The 1973, we're closing out season four, the 1973 album from Danny Bonaducci.
It's the Partridge Family. Yay! Wow. It's the content nobody knew existed and nobody knew they needed until Paul speaking it into existence right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the guy's name, but the other day I was watching a random video and somebody had that horrible Beach Boys record, the one with the whale. It's really expensive now.
Which episode one? That's my show. Is episode? That's the
first. No, it was not yours. You have the one
On CD because that thing's a tough son of a.
No, no. I saw somebody had it on vinyl.
Really? You're talking about Summer in Paradise, right?
Yeah.
That thing's hard to get. I didn't know they made it on vinyl.
Yeah, it's like a Japanese pressing.
Oh, they'll release anything.
What year is this?
There's rapping on it, so probably like late 80s, early 90s.
That's probably why it's only on CD.
You never heard that those songs? It's like Mike Love, like
92. Rapping. That came out in 92.
So Nirvana was happening, and then Goo by Sonny Youth was happening, and they were like, you know what? Let's do a rap song, right?
Oh no, Mike Love was like beatboxing and stuff, and
yeah, that's like.
Even John Stamos joining the Beach Boys couldn't like keep them on the straight and narrow. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah, that's a horrible record. Wow. But I don't remember which channel was it. But if somebody knows, let me know.
Well, Jose, hang on a second. I think we've got a sound effect for that because we're a high value program, and I think the sound effect goes something like this.
Wow.
Oh man!
There you go.
Chance, did you record that by holding the microphone to your ear?
I did. Okay, actually, it's the sound of the ocean when I do that. There's a lot of whooshing when I did that one time. I don't know why it was. I thought I had some off gassing in my brain. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I was going down the rabbit hole of like how to remove off gassing.
You can't from the PVC sleeve.
You can't. No, I get it.
Don't say the guy who's using car wax because that's a giant myth.
No, I actually tried it and it actually cleaned it.
Jose, are you pulling my leg? Because I don't
know. No, for real. It's what is it? X.
It's turtle wax. Yeah, X or something like that. Yeah. And this guy, I think he was in Australia. So again, shout out to Ernie Zanzibar. It might have been him. But this guy from Australia literally took like some kind of car.
Look at the comps in this crap. Look at the comps in this. The cheapest one for sale right now is $3,000.
This is that bad Beach Boys record?
What the hell?
Yes.
Guys, we're in the wrong business.
The most expensive one is $1,500. The last one that sold for what?
I foresee.
That's nuts.
Hang on, Jason's having a swamp moment.
I foresee RSD 2025. RSD 2025. Beach Boys, Summer in Paradise. You need.
Wow. Well, Jason,
maybe 30/25. You ain't gonna see that anytime soon.
Jason, you're not gonna believe this, but I've got a drop for that too. You ready?
Yeah,
we're sparing no expense in the drops departments. I'm telling you.
That sounds like something from Krusty, this audience.
If so, Wyoming Dave has slipped in the back door. Wyoming Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir.
Just good. I saw you got some records from our friend South Carolina, CJ, the Jazz Noob.
Professor Jazz Noob, CJ.
Professor Jazz Noob, yeah. So what was that about? Did he lose a bet, or why was he sending you such nice records?
All of a sudden, he used to message me on Instagram, hey, I got some VLC to send you any.
VCLT, yeah.
Final Committee Alerter. And he sent me a video.
Some VLT?
BLT. Yeah. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Now, Dave, this is getting off the
BCLT.
I could go for a BLT.
There you go. He just came out of blue and said he wanted to send me some records.
Well, that's really nice of him, Dave. I'm happy. What was your favorite that, no offense, CJ, but we're going to ask him his favorite of what it was sent your way, Dave. What's the one that you're like, wow, this is awesome?
Oh, the he sent me an original, two early Herbie Hancock albums from late 60s. That's cool.
Nice.
Blue Note Records.
Nice.
And
some Hancock action.
Yeah, some kid got out of a spelling bee by misspelling that name. He put a D in there. So, yeah.
Oh no, David.
Hey, Jess, can I interrupt
you? This is the after hours show, but I don't know.
I think that joke is banned in Texas, so don't keep me kidding.
Hey now.
Don't tell me to get a grip. Okay, all right. We're gonna leave it there.
Hey, Chance, if you don't have it, you need to get the Prices Right loser sound.
Well, hang on. I might have that one, Paul. Let's see. We've got a lot here. I don't know. I'm not surprised.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you need to get one.
Yeah, good call on that. I might have had it at one point, but
what?
Yeah, good call. Price is Right. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I do like to loop that in when I can.
This is off the rails right now, huh?
Hey, listen, this is what we call it, the freestyle, because there is no rhyme
free
or reason.
For all.
There is no good our season.
Free balling it, kids. Free balling it.
Free balling. That's right. Free
ball. Guns, Chris.
Novice Nick says there's free speech in Texas, and I think you're right on that one, Nick. I think that's what David is.
That's not
in Lone Star State.
Actually, there was a point in my collecting journey like 3 or 4 years ago that I was very much into like those bastard records.
What do you mean, bastard records?
It's like that Queen, the Made in Heaven record, or the Black Flag green record with a like it looks like that. That Beach Boys record. I have the two what is it, the Doors records without Jim Morrison.
I never heard those.
Stuff like that.
What about the Adam Sandler record? Is the Adam Sandler records, Jose? Are those bastard records?
No, because those are $100 right now on Discog.
At a medium pace.
Yes. Yes.
Funny you should ask.
Right? Oh no, he did. I mean, literally, Jose was sitting on him like phone books.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
This was 21 when it dropped on Waterloo, and then this was 17 because nobody bought it.
Yeah. Well, they're regretting that one because that one's worth considerably more, isn't it, Jose?
Yeah, this is like $100, and then it's pretty good. Like, to be honest, the songs that are on this,
the songs are better than the first.
Is that US vinyl?
What?
Yeah.
Is that on US vinyl?
Yeah, first time on vinyl.
There's Record Store Day, yeah.
Another country. I didn't
record. Actually, there's two more that I'm missing. The Vinyl Me Please, eight Crazy Nights, and then there's a live one from the Netflix special.
Well, but you're seriously not going to buy the Vinyl Me Please 8 Sleepless Nights or whatever. I mean,
eight Crazy Nights, of course. No. Of course I would.
It's the technical foul.
It's the technical foul. That's a great movie. I love that movie. I love that movie.
Paul, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Nobody has been talking about it, and my brother works at Walmart, and I need to ask him, but was there a secret vinyl sale going on? Was it the $15 sale, but it was like store level only? Do you know anything about that?
I did hear some whispers on it, but I also have to explain something. I used to work at the main store, okay? But in the last 9 years, I've actually worked for what's called a neighborhood market, which is 90% grocery. So I don't have bevy to information from my store down the street. So, but I thought I heard something about a secret sale. That's right, but I'm the last person to ask, probably.
I got it. Yeah. I need to connect with my brother because he works at I guess we'll call it traditional Walmart, right? Is that safe to say? It's not.
Yeah.
They have some grocery, but they have automotive and they have all.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
But I saw it online and I was like, wow, was this the $15 sale that didn't happen for Black Friday? Now, conveniently, they're rolling it out right the week of Record Store Day. Funny how that works.
Oh, by the way, I have a new stack of records here now.
Cool.
Well, what
Cycle Platter.
Yes.
Cycle Platter. Right, your outfit looks good now. It looks really good now.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I see you have a Nectar thing in the back.
Yeah, I love them. That's one of my favorite albums.
Well, before we get too far off the rails, I want to give a warm welcome to the newest manager of the dais, Johnny L., one of the best of us.
DJ Johnny.
Johnny L., why have we had a DJ? Are you moonlighting at night? Are you doing some club gigs? Why have we had a DJ,
I thought I'd take a chance and come on stream.
Johnny, we got to take you off when you make
that. That's like one of my jokes.
It's a really bad ABBA joke, and actually.
By the way, to your answer to your question, Chance, I'm on Tuesdays from 3 to 6 on this doo-wop channel, the oldies channel, where we play old R&B tunes and obscure street corner harmony groups, like the Penguins, you know, all that stuff, right? So we do that for a hobby, and I'm the youngest person DJ there. The other DJs are like in their 70s, right?
That's wild.
We love, well, it's people, it's a community that really like and love doo-wop and the old and street corner harmony and the harmony groups, you know, like the Capris and you know, stuff like that, right? So that's what I do.
I love all that music, hobby. But I have a question for you. In that studio that you, the radio station that you do it at, is there a backup Victrola just in case the major system goes down? Wax cylinder? I don't know.
Is the guy cranking that shit, like, just in case?
The Doo-Wop Cafe has been around for since 1990, something like that, right? Really old. It's been around for a long time, so... it's just for older people. Even young people come on in the chat and they request songs and stuff, you know, from all over.
I love that
from
stuff.
All over the, so.
Yeah. 50s music is great.
That's awesome. How long have you been doing that, Johnny?
The first time I joined, I was doing it for like a year and a half. Then I took a sabbatical, right? But then I came back on recently again. So I'd say in all, maybe 2.5 years, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And you know what, Chance? I was kind of type that I would never think of doing that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Actually talking to people or even coming on here like that, right? So it kind of broke me out of that kind of shell, right? To be kind of shy and stuff like that.
Comfort zone.
So
yeah,
now I'm really used to it, right? So I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Right. I really
enjoy
it.
David, we have to take out of that name.
All right, David, we've encountered the counterfeit audio excursion. This is vaginal, and I don't know exactly the story behind vaginal, but vaginal has rebranded as Safe and Sound Vaginal Audio Excursion. David, how do you feel about this?
Don't say feel and vaginal in the same sentence.
And is it cherry red vaginal? We're just wondering.
You know what? I don't like channels that don't have a logo. Can Safe and Sound Vaginal, can he at least have like a nice photo?
At least a pink color, please.
I took a giant leap and I subbed to Safe and Sound.
Oh, no, Johnny. And that one?
That's,
I was curious.
We're never going to see a return on that, Johnny.
With the name of Vaginal, right? With the name Vaginal, that kind of like perked my ears up, right?
Hey, with a name like Vaginal, it's got to be good, right? I mean,
hey, when you get old like us, like me, it's, you know, it's kind of like, to, you know.
Johnny got excited. He was like, oh, shit. Hey,
it's the Scratch and Sniff channel, I think.
Wow. You know? I hope you enjoy the last live stream we're ever going to have on this channel, because I have a feeling we're going to be banned in six different ways here. So enjoy. Laugh it up, boys. Laugh it up.
They say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
So. Well, I saw that. I saw it yesterday. Matter of fact, I saw it. I was on Rob Northern Revolution show. He asked me on yesterday, and I saw that name pop up. And I, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, I just assumed it was the Troll King himself, William from Omaha. And you know, I just let it be. And then I saw the name pop up again today, and I'm like, hang on a second. I didn't think that, you know, the things weren't adding up. And so then I was educated that that's probably. I put probably in air quotes. Probably not William. So, you know, William, I owe you an apology. And it's two I've given you.
You know, the least I can do is just unsub if there's a problem. So it's going to be.
That's the least. That's the only thing you can do.
That is true, Johnny. That's the least you can. Oh, no. We're bleeding. We've now got 6 dislikes. I mean, the momentum is really, I mean, this is what happens when you talk vagina.
When you put a vaginal channel on, it's likely to bleed.
some good Samaritan was just walking around YouTube and.
Chance, I know you like wrestling and everything, and I was, Mel D, right? He's selling off some of his.
I know.
Did you see the wrestling stuff he has?
The human
wrestling pick.
Johnny, if I buy any wrestling stuff, if I buy like a pair of Macho Man's sweaty man panties, my wife will probably divorce me. I can't bring pictures to the house.
The pictures, pictures from way back.
You don't keep underwear in your record collection?
No, that's not like the
Alice Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Hang on. I'm sorry. We've got a remote. Hulk Hogan wants to weigh in on this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, Hulk Hogan cannot even believe that you brought
see that. Jose,
what is that?
Jose's underwear.
He's shown that before, I think. Jose's shown that.
Oh, my.
Jose, what is
so this? So I work with this musician called Silverio.
What the hell?
This is a very hard to get record. And when he does his shows, he's only wearing that thong thing.
Oh no!
And
you say hard to get.
Yeah, he's played. He has serious music groups that he's in. But this is like a alter ego type.
This is like his Weird Al episode. Is that what's going
on? No. This is like the dirtiest electronic music you've ever heard in your life. But I've worked with him, and then when I saw him live the first time, he gave me it. It's not used.
That guy in the picture, if he's wearing those kind of underwear, if they're too tight, it looks like it because the way he looks.
Well, that's the whole idea, is that it doesn't fit them. But, yeah.
Well, David had to take a private moment, so I think he's on Discogs right now trying to purchase that album. So Jose, way to sell the record. Nice job.
Well, that's like $100 record, so you know.
I promise everyone, never in my life will a psycho ever wear a Speedo. I'll be blinding everyone in the world.
Paul, thank you.
That's nice to know. Well, thank you very much.
For that image, no.
I'm going to have to go like in 10 minutes. So if you see me disappear.
Jose, we're setting the clock because when you put the 10-minute countdown, we're going to hold you to it.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, let's change topics for a quick second because we said it before because next week, obviously, we're not doing a show. We're going to go weekly probably in June. So just put that into your peace pipe and smoke it. We'll have more information coming out soon on that. But
You could do something over there, like a 30-minute, an hour kind of.
What do you mean do something over there?
What, like a 30-minute stream?
Listen, Mexican Mazzy, we don't need to make this about storytelling. I go to Austin to look for records and to have a good time and hang with people. I know Mazzy gave us a lot of shit because we didn't take enough video. David took a fine video, and I saw David's video, and I was like, that speaks for me too. So yeah. Mazzy will be there. Mazzy can tell the stories. He can take the pictures. I'm looking for records. I'm just going to be honest with you, but.
Yeah, I took one photo that I took I sent to my wife was just like, hey, I'm here. And that's the whole of it, like photos I have from the whole trip.
Oh, hang on. Now, Jason, how should I reply to this one? Pumping Vinyl says, get some bitches on the show, Chance. And you know what? I want to reply. Well, William, come on up. But I don't know if that's polite. Is that polite?
Oh, my.
Is that polite? I don't know. You tell me. Tell me in the comments below.
William must be like sweating. The amount of women he got kind of shit.
This is a chance. This is a question for the whole panel. Okay. What is your view on the new Pink Floyd UV or EV?
Oh, the record.
Johnny's trying to go.
I'm waiting for mine. I can't wait. They look beautiful, I think, in my opinion. But,
I don't have one. I'm not going to buy it. Does anybody have that yet? I'm just curious.
Okay. I got Justin from Mazzy. He's listening. He's driving as he's listening.
Whoop, twang.
Hang on a second. I got to drop that. I think it goes like this.
Wait, so Mazzy is driving and texting? Mazzy's
No, he probably voice text. And he said, Chance, do not mock Mexicans using my name.
You do what?
I think Mazzy was deeply upset that I called Jose Mexican Mazzy. So to both Mazzy and Jose, I retract my.
Well, Mazzy did ask me for a sombrero like a week ago. So,
in fairness to Jose, I did promise.
I don't even know where they sell those things.
Here. Well, in fairness to Jose, I did promise that we will visit a honky tonky, as he calls them, because last time in Austin, Jose was very upset that we didn't go visit a honky tonky. And
of course we have to. It's Texas.
We'll try to make amends. But so Johnny, back to your question. I saw it. It's not for me. I'm not a Pink Floyd completist. I think it's a cool execution. I think it's cool what they did there. But if I'm being honest, if I need to pick up that record again, because I have an original, I would probably do the 2013. That's where my money would go. I think the 30th anniversary seems to be the money shot.
I have that. The 30th. Yeah.
Okay.
You're not buying this latest one for sound. I can tell you that.
Well, at this point, it's either you're a completist, you're a huge fan, or you like the way it looks, because it does look pretty cool. It's clear.
Yeah, it is cool looking. Yeah, the 50th wasn't great sound wise on black vinyl. So.
Well, I don't have an expensive turntable anyway, so I won't notice the difference.
here you go, Johnny. So Vinyl Piper Chris says the new 2-disc. Dark Side of the Moon sounds great. So here's somebody who actually has one. And that is
and cricket. How about the Garfield?
He showed about 40 versions of in an Instagram or something of that. So I can't believe it's anywhere near some of the ones he showed that he has. Like the UK and,
we have breaking news. Jazz Bums, I don't know which one this is, but the Jazz Bums Collective is reporting that the 60th anniversary of Dark Side will have a moon rock fragment, and that's according to the Rock and Roll Round. You heard it here first, in case you're wondering.
I wonder why the needle's jumping. This is defective. Esposito, take this back.
Good luck. Good luck. Did I see somewhere that Esposito said that people were ordering online from his store, record store day, and literally were calling the next day if they didn't get a tracking number? Is this legitimate? I mean, where are we at as a society where you like the people are, again, age of entitlement conversation, but to literally think that you place an order on probably a big volume ordering day and not to get a tracking number the next day and to be butthurt. I mean, that's.
No, I think it was where they ordered it, and because it was so busy, they expected it like 2 days later or something like that, and they were
wondering. They called the next day, and they said, where are my records?
Yeah, where are my records?
Well, that's the Amazon effect, though, right? Like, I think people are conditioned to expect, like, the turnover, but if you're I don't want to insult anyone, but if you're a true blue record collector, you know media mail, that shit don't take 2 days. I mean, that's a maybe in the week kind of situation, but, you know.
It all depends on if it's going across the country. It'll take about almost 5-6 days
for sure.
Yeah. Well, if it's coming to Canada, it takes forever. By the time, especially at our age, by the time you get the album, you're going, I never ordered that. What the hell is going on here? You forget about it.
Snail mail.
Yeah. So, Jason, since it's been a few months that you've been in Austin, I mean, is there any new record stores on the scene or any kind of new information that you can share with us to get us ready so we hit the ground running when we get there next week?
We're at that place where I found the David Bowie record store day. We could go there. It's pretty kind of a cool shop, like on top of a place called Juice Land.
Juice Land. Okay.
So, like, you go there and it's very fruity smelling. So,
so instead of musky smelling record, you're smelling fruit juice. Is that
right? Right.
Safe and sound Juice Land audio excursion. That's right.
I like that.
Beautiful. Oh, well, this makes me feel good. William is reporting that we are crushing the Raging Tomato channel right now. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that the Andrew Tate fan club is they're reeling from the riveting conversation about Juice and Dark Side of the Moon. we're bringing to the masses. Yeah. What was that, Dave? What'd you say?
Who's Andrew Tate?
Oh, Dave, that's a Google search you probably want to do alone. I would recommend that.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. He's a controversial figure in the contemporary culture, I'll just say that. So new record store. Anything else, Jason? Because I don't want to be surprised. I'm renting a car the first day. I think that's going to be our record store day. I've already prepped Jose when I pick him up at the bus station. I'm going to hit the ground running, and I think that's going to be our high. I think that's probably the day we'll come out to your place. I think and do all that. But what's the name of that shop that's out you? The Piranha.
Yep, Piranha.
Piranha. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Round Rock. Is where that is. So
yeah,
we'll have our work cut out for us. But
so you know, Concert Buddy.
Yes,
you are crushing the Raging Tomato.
Okay, in what way?
There are currently 49 people watching us right now.
Okay,
and there's only 34 watching the Raging Tomatoes.
Well, listen, it's not a contest, but I like winning.
how many dislikes does she have?
Well, let's see.
Oh, hang on a second. I know which jazz bum this is, and this jazz bum who will remain nameless is correct. I do have. There will be an Alice in Chains record. I don't know if it'll find me in Austin, but coming soon, there will be a beautiful Alice in Chains, a highly coveted record, soon coming in a future Concert Buddy video. So I know what jazz one that is.
That's cool.
Funny. Well, part of when I talked to Jose earlier, part of our thinking was we better hit these record stores first because there's going to be a lot of competition coming into Austin for the show. But I've never come to the spring show, so what should I expect? The same volume of dealers as the fall show? Like, can you give me a primer, Jason? Or Bianco, I think you've been to the spring show, right?
I've been to the spring show as well.
Not a lot of difference, I don't think, really. But, you know, you got to realize the last few years, the COVID thing's kind of been a rebuild up. So it's kind of hard to tell exactly what the heck's got going on.
And Rojas, what? How do you weigh in on this? Is there a difference or is it just same as it ever was?
Well, I would say the same, but what happened on Record Store Day, this changes the game. Like,
What way? Do tell.
Well, I think, in Austin for Record Store Day, there were so many people, it was too much for me. Like, I went to Waterloo and it was packed, and I was like, I can't be here. I was like, the first time I've ever, like, nope, not going to touch
this. I'll be recognized. No.
Well, no, I saw. Are you that VC5 Karen? Are you Jason?
But no, in all seriousness, I did see the Waterloo social media, and they were into that back neighborhood about six blocks deep. I mean, it was talked about, you know, on the show Sunday. I mean, the sea of humanity that came out for this record store today.
I don't know why it took so long, but I found it. I know,
Jose,
it
was, that was 10 minutes ago. Jose, let's get the time machine and let's go back to 10 minutes. When we're talking
what?
Speaking of 10 minutes, didn't he say he had to leave in 10 minutes?
Yeah, Jose, I think that's why Jose came back from the future. What
happened to your timer?
I don't know why this is a sticker. Like, if you know someone that has this stick like in a car or something, please tell them that they're idiots. It's a horrible sticker, but
well, Eddie has breaking news. Eddie says that all the tables for Austin Spring Show have been sold out, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I've been to the Spring Show. To be honest, it's better. It's normally better than the one that we went because there's a lot of people that go to the New York one later on that don't make it to the one we're doing. So, you know, I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, I like to hear the fact that the table sold out. So that's encouraging, but, Jose, we've got our work cut out for us. We better hit the ground running double time now because, there's a lot of influx of, competition that's going to be hitting.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't get, tired. Did you saw that, End of an Year now closes, later? They announced they close at 8, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. So a little breakfast, a little random store. What was it that we went? Half Price Books.
Listen, Jose was a great roommate and a great travel partner because he had the stamina to keep up with my just weird. Like, we went to Half Price Books. Looked at everything. Jose was thinking about picking up a copy of Mein Kampf. I'm like, I didn't expect this out of you, Jose.
Oh, yeah, there was a copy. There was a copy of Mein Kampf. I remember that. Yeah.
It was.
Wait, when are you guys coming here? You're coming here next Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon?
Morning. Yeah, morning.
I arrive at, I saw there's a later one, and I arrive at 8. So I think that's better for me because I don't have to wait as long for you.
Yeah, I should be. My flight arrives at 9. So usually I'd come in on the Wednesday, stay, okay, and then I'd hit the ground running early Thursday. But I've got some family stuff, so I'm taking an early flight Thursday morning, hitting the ground,
okay,
picking up my sidekick there, Jose, and we're gonna paint the town red. He's already got his record box filled up with records.
So maybe I'll meet you Thursday, right? Like maybe I can meet you early Thursday, and then
yeah. I mean, if you can, great. But yeah,
we can go to that half price books. Is that what you're?
No, but my idea is not to go to the same ones because. Yeah, the Mein Kampf one, that didn't have anything like at all. We didn't buy anything from there.
No, we didn't. No.
And which one did you go to? Did you go to the one next to the HEB, or did you go to the one on Lamar?
Lamar. It was Lamar Street, yeah.
No, okay. It's got to be the one next to the HEB because that's where Jose was going, right? He was on his way to the HEB and he stopped.
I only know 3 half-price books. I've been to them, so... You know.
Yeah, well, Arnold, there's HEBs here in Monterey, so
I have no idea what this HEB is.
It's a supermarket. It's a whole experience.
Is it like a Wawa?
No, it's like a Whole Foods, basically.
Oh, okay. No. So it's not your Quick Mart.
It is.
It's a little more.
Is it like a Quickie Mart, like a 7-Eleven or a Wawa?
Well, I don't know where you are, David. Like, if it's more ghetto, but like in Austin, they're very nice looking.
Well, yeah, the original. Really nice. Yeah, I'm talking about more the original ones, like by
saying. Oh yeah, the oldest one here looks like a crack house, yeah. But the other one I really
bingo.
But you know, it's most people in Texas buy shop there. I don't know.
Well, when I think I've told the story, so I apologize for repeating it. But one of Jose's few requests when we were rooming together last time was, he's like, "Hey man, can we go to the HEB?" And I was like, "Sure, that's no big deal." I knew it was down the street and it was a supermarket. And he took me on the tour, and you would have thought that he had stock in HEB. He was guiding me around, and he said, "Hey man, do you ever want a quarter of a cookie cake? Here you go." And sure as shit, he cut a quarter of a cookie cake, and they have a container just for a quarter of a cookie cake.
Yeah, they got the issue there, the good shit. I mean,
it was impressive.
Yeah, but it was like Home Depot. People were asking him, "Where are the tomatoes?" Oh, aisle 17.
Well, I cook a lot, so I go there a lot. And they also sell like cakes for dogs. I don't know where else they can get cakes for dogs.
I couldn't.
I mean, you could eat it. It's just peanut butter cakes. But
so Wyoming Dave, I hate to change the subject, but we've got a really hot charge here. We've got Safe and Sound, Gino Audio Excursion.
I'm going to leave, by the way. All right, I'm leaving.
All right, Jose.
See you next week,
Jose.
Take care.
Jose.
So Wyoming Dave, it says from again, Safe and Sound Vaginal Audio.
I thought it was a troll. I don't know.
It says Wyoming Dave banned Vaginal from the Steve Westman show. How do you respond to this high accusation? Wyoming Dave, go.
Well, I see him make some smart-ass comment to Mazzy when I was moderating the show.
Hey, listen, Wyoming Dave don't play. He'll slap a bitch. He'll slap a troll. He don't play. So maybe be nice. Be nice until it's time not to be nice, right?
Can I interrupt you, Chance?
Of course you can.
I seen Arnaldo show a reissue of this album.
And what is that, Dave? Tell us. I'm going to make you big.
Electronic Sound by George Harrison. This is original.
Oh.
Arnaldo showed on.
I thought that was SpongeBob on there. I didn't know.
No.
That's original Apple label, too.
Oh, the Zapple. Yeah, the Zapple label.
Yeah.
Oh, real cool.
Remy Shell plays good too, Arnaldo.
Nice.
Yeah, weird. I don't know. I can't get really into that. It's a lot of weird noises.
Well, it's not happy electronic music. You're right.
It's for test equipment, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, the whole point was like he was showing him how the Moog worked.
Yeah.
And right. And little did he know, the guy who was, I forgot his name, Barry something.
There's a second.
That George Harrison actually used all those weird sounds and what he was testing for the final recording.
I didn't realize that.
I like Wonderwall music better than
electronic
music, electronic sound.
Yeah. I never heard the Wonderwall album, but cool.
Dave, where did you get that from? I'm just curious.
Remy Cell.
No, Remy Cell?
Rummage sale.
Rummage sale. I'm sorry.
Yard sale.
Got it. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Hey, Paul, I got a question for you since I'm not talking much. What is, you know, because I've been, you're in Arkansas, right?
Yeah, Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, so is that like by Conway and in that kind of area, or is Conway a little bit more central?
Conway's a little more central.
Okay, because I've been in Conway, I've been in Little Rock a little bit.
I'm about 30 minutes north of Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, okay, got it. Okay. So by the university-ish.
I'm like a 10 minute drive, maybe 15 minute drive from the Arkansas Missouri border.
Got it. Okay. So my question, because I've been through the state, I did try to hit some record stores and again, I've only been to Conway and Little Rock. It was tough sledding. Is that indicative of the full state that the record store scene is like a Mojave Desert, or was I just in the wrong area?
Well, I can at least probably tell you for about 3 to 4 counties up here, there's only one record store that's got two locations.
Okay.
Seriously, and that's Bentonville and Fayetteville. And I mean from here to Little Rock, there might be one in Hot Springs. I think there is a relatively new one in Hot Springs, but I haven't been out there in maybe about 2-3 years. So
okay, well, I was a little sad because, and again, every state's different, but I thought even, you know, because Little Rock's the capital, right, of Arkansas.
Yeah.
I thought being in arguably the capital, maybe the biggest city. I mean, Fayetteville and obviously Bentonville, you know, Walmart University out there. Probably has bigger populations, but I was kind of disappointed about the record store scene out there.
Well, I was a little surprised. I got on Facebook, I caught a blurb about a record show coming to Benton, and I normally wouldn't know what Benton is, but I used to have family members there. That's if you take Little Rock and then you go about east 30 minutes straight on the main highway. Yeah. And I'm like, that surprised the heck out of me.
That's a busy area. That's a pretty busy area.
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
So does that mean you're going to go to this show, Paul?
No. That's about a 3.5-4 hour for me. And I got a lot of stuff to do this month on my weekends.
Okay. Fair enough. Johnny L., that's a similar topic. Record store or not record show scene. Is there any kind of record shows kind of in your area, or?
There could be. I never really went to any kind of record show or anything like that. But I'm sure there's some around, like in Toronto, maybe stuff like that. I live in south of London, St. Thomas, so we don't have anything like that in St. Thomas. Maybe London might have something, but I never really went to a record show before. It's kind of dangerous when you go in there because you end up spending a lot of money.
Dangerous. Oh, I thought somebody was going to knife you. I was like, what record shows are you going to?
And then if you're married and you spend a lot of money, you may end up spending a lot of money for a lawyer after that. So,
No. Bianco, I think we've got a new ringer on the dad joke alert. So I think Johnny L's on your corner right now, David.
Okay. It's not that I'm not interested. It's just, I don't know. I'm at the age now. It's like, if I get, couple of albums from an auction from BB Fell or somebody like that or something like that, I'm satisfied. I'm happy.
Appreciate that. So Bianco, back to Austin. Yeah. You're coming in. You're going to the Early Bird Friday. Are you similar like last year? Are you supporting your man Armando and his shop Vintage Mio?
Hopefully, yeah, he should be there. But I mean, I'm literally only going to be there on Friday this year.
Well, what's going on? You don't like us anymore, or what's the deal?
No, I'm co-chair of a golf tournament that's on Saturday. So,
Bianco, I didn't know you swung the sticks. What's going on here?
Well, I swing the sticks. It's swinging the nonprofits, trying to help make money for a nonprofit. But anyway, so it just kind of fell, bad timing.
So that's a public service announcement. If you want to meet David Bianco, channel a Safe and Sound Texas audio excursion Friday only. So we've just got confirmation he'll be leaving Saturday morning. Get your autographs on Friday.
Friday night, actually.
So David, when you see
David, that's the VIP package. That's David after dark. We were going to promote that later. Come on, man.
David, when you say it's non-profit or something. So it's sort of like a or to help a charity or something?
Yeah, right, right, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, right, it's a good cause.
Yeah, yeah. So,
do you mind saying what charity or?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay.
Only because you know how channels.
Good for you. Good for you.
Oh no! Because it's because of the stink of this program. I told you guys.
That's right. About, yeah. Okay.
All that nastiness and the panties and all that shit that was going on earlier. Now we can't promote this charity.
Oh, but that's good for you, David. Anyway.
Thanks, Lon.
No, seriously. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But that's part of the busyness. You know what I mean? It's just like
How's Armando's shop doing? Because I follow it obviously on socials. But,
yeah, I think really well. They had a ton of people in that area for the eclipse because it was one of the prime spots to see 100%.
Okay.
So he had people from all over the world coming into his shop. It was crazy.
Well, I've got breaking news. Norman Maslov has made an appearance. He did miss the Beatles talk. Mazzy, you missed it. We actually talked the Beatles, and it went as bad as you can expect. So you probably didn't miss it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not golfing. I'm actually, you know, chair of the running it. So I've got to get there. I got to get there early, like 6 a.m. So. Awesome. So, but that was my strategy in high school. What Mazzy wrote there.
Yeah, pro for last three classes.
Well, I'll be signing autographs at VinylCon.
Oh my God! Hang on.
Whoa!
VinylCon. Hang on, Arnaldo. I've got a sound for that. Hang on a second. It goes something like, oh, I don't know. Hang on. It's we got that one. We got this one. We've got a lot. We've got So tell us about VinylCon.
Well, it's the first one. It's in Philly. It's Saturday and Sunday. I think I'll only be going for Saturday, and it's in Philadelphia. It's called VinylCon. Don't know what to expect. First time there, so we'll see.
This Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, this Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
You too would like to meet Arnaldo at Fidelio's _frequency, booth 32.
Is that a prison? Are there convicts that are giving away vinyl? Or what's?
I don't know. I'll let you know. I'll give you the scoop.
Okay.
I'll make a video.
Bring your own orange jumper, okay?
You know? If it's prisoner's vinyl, I'll snap it up like that.
So, Arnaldo, if you're signing autographs, right, would it be too much to ask then? If you could sign an autograph like to my favorite pal, Johnny L.
No personalizations. No personalizations, Johnny. Come on, man.
That cost extra.
That's VIP. That's the VIP package. Come on, man. What are you doing? No, seriously, Arnaldo. So how did you hear about this? Is this a regular show in Philly?
No, it's the first time. It's the first time they're having it. And I think I saw it at one of the other local fairs. They were handing out like a leaflet or a card. And I think it was like maybe a month ago. Yeah. So we'll see how it is. They were already talking about it there at the fair.
Okay. Interesting. Huh.
So there may be some people from New York that are going there, but it'll be interesting because every time I've gone to Philly lately in the last couple times, I went to two or three stores and didn't really find anything that was worth picking up. So I'm hoping there's going to be better vendors there.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, your usual overpriced rare records, like really overpriced, but even stuff that is ordinary, $5 records would be $10. So, a lot of stuff I was a little turned off by, but.
Yeah, I couldn't even, I mean, I've never been in that area, but I've never heard of any of the larger shops in metropolitan Philly. I know of in Pittsburgh, there's Jerry's Records. Like I've heard of Jerry's Records, but I can't think of like metropolitan Philadelphia of any, like, for lack of a better word, national type of.
Well, record. I go usually to Repo Records.
Okay.
And they also have Record Store Day too. So that's supposed to mean that it's kind of like one of the bigger ones. And then Long in the Tooth. And then there's another one in Fishtown. I think it's called Philadelphia Record Exchange. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. But none of them that I would, you know, write home about.
Yeah.
is Chance. So
they're good, a little overpriced, but that's also because I have access to stores in the New York area and Long Island area where I find those records at cheaper prices.
No sense in paying more than you have to, for sure.
Exactly.
David, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Look at the screen I shared with you there.
Oh, hang on. We got a shared screen situation. I've got a sound effect for that, but we're not going to roll it. So the artwork. It's finally behind this. Okay.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't either. That's why I thought I'd share it with you guys.
Interesting. Well,
bingo.
All right. Thanks, Dice Man. I appreciate it. Andrew Dice Clay, everybody.
Hopefully, they'll have some overstock that they're selling because.
Well,
when they had, let me let you in on a good, nice little secret.
Ooh.
When they had, I forgot what year it was, must have been 2018. They had something, they had a pop-up for they weren't having the Grammys here, but it could have been around Grammy time. They had a pop-up, either Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't remember what it was.
Sure.
And Vinyl Me Please had a section there at this pop-up, and they had tons of their releases, and they were $10 each.
You told some of the biggest lines that I've ever heard of in my whole life. Yeah.
It's called a clearance sale. I'm emptying the toolkit. I'm emptying them out.
Sound effects.
No, but you know, it's funny. Well, to that point, though, Arnaldo, you said like maybe they'll bring some dead stock or excess in Chicago at the Chicago show. Some music director, like local. But they bring. You know what they bring to the shows? They bring the returns.
Wow, going to be a lot of one steps now coming back.
So I'm assuming Vinyl Me Please is going to be doing some of the same treatment.
No, mine was.
You could pick up some of your own returns.
Arnaldo is sent back. He's going to see that.
Well, here's the thing about Vinyl Me Please. They don't ask you to return it. So,
okay. That's cool.
That's fine.
Nor do they ask you to break proof to break it in half. Show the picture.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you bring that up because I had to get Arnaldo and Jason know this because I shared it with them, but. That the last Coltrane UHQR, the ballads one, it had a bad overlay of the label, right? I mean, first world problems, but, you know, you're paying a premium. So Bud, customer service manager at Acoustic Sounds, he said, hey, okay, cool, no problem. We'll send you a replacement disc. Send us proof of destroy. And wouldn't you know, I sprained my wrist trying to punch and karate break this thing. So it's a very durable, the clear vinyl. You can literally kill somebody if you really – if you really wanted to, no, I'm just kidding. Mess around. Anywho. Well,
you have to send them proof that you destroyed it before they send you.
Yeah, and I understand why, because you don't want people like saying, "Oh no, I've got that," and then trying to sell it, which I'm sure it's happened, or else they probably wouldn't, bring it up.
Oh, that's too bad, because then you could have just been a little bit sneaky and snapped off a piece of a Mantovani or Streisand album without the label on it, and go, "Here you are,
here it is." Yeah, but it's got to be clear, because you know they've got the Clarity vinyl.
Damn.
So Mazzy's coming in hot. He says, "Does Austin still have a shitty food window?" Well, listen, we're not going to repeat the parking lot food situation. We're going to do it a little better.
The tacos. I saw the photo with the taco.
It won't be hard to do better. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, here's what we want to set a very low bar. So this year we're going to knock it out of the park. So get ready, Mazzy. Wear your sweatpants with the expandable waist, because we're going to hit some real food. All I'm saying, bring the big boy pants.
Oh, Magic's going to be with you guys, Chance.
Well, he's part of the Cocoon contingent. They're staying. I think it's him and Waxed and Dr. Robert. Kimbo's coming.
Billy from New York is coming too.
Yeah, Billy from New York. So they've got their contingent, and then you've got the not so Cocoon contingent of myself. Jose, who was on here earlier, Louis Golden's coming into town again, and then Jazzbomb Chris is rounding out the sexy panel. So we're gonna really bring the demographic down about 3 years, but we're gonna really just kill it. We're gonna kill it. So no, I'm sure we'll hang at some point. And David will be there Friday, Unless, except Friday evening, he's going to be doing the David After Dark scenario. So
there you go.
You know, we've got to make accommodations for that. But yeah, it'll be good.
54.
Yeah, good. Anywho, all right. Well, guys, I think we've run this plane into the ground. But I do want to thank new faces to the dais. Johnny, have you been on here before? I don't remember.
Yeah, right? I've been on here one time before.
Okay, Johnny. Well, Johnny, returning champion. Glad to see you. After Johnny L, good guy. Paul. Good guy. The channel is Psycho Platters. Paul is a great cat, and he does his own live stream. Yeah, of course. And, of course, all this will be in the show notes, too. And then, of course, the mayor of the VC on Facebook. I mean, if you've never gotten a Facebook message from Wyoming Dave, you're not part of the VC. It's part of the vetting process.
True, yeah.
Good to see you, Wyoming Dave. Thanks. And, of course, regular guy. So, good.
Thanks, Chad. You're a great host. You're a great host, my friend.
Johnny, don't tell anybody. I've got a reputation up here.
Okay, you're a prick, but you're a great host anyway. How about that?
On brand. Thank you, sir. All right. Thanks, everybody.
I'm only kidding.
All right, guys. Take care.
Guys, take it easy.
And that was another trip around the turntable. Thanks for listening to Vinyl Community Podcasts.